Case number 11,329, Suzanne L. Mondorf, northeast of Route 334 Dagsboro Road, and being northeast end of Kaufman Lane, a private road, and being 800 feet southeast of Road 333, Thoroughgoods Road. Tax map ID is District 233, Map 5, Parcel 186.12. A special use exception to use a manufactured home as a single-family dwelling to meet an emergency or hardship situation.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Suzanne L. Mondorf, 31003 Kaufman Lane, Dyesburg, Delaware, 1993.
You are?
David Kaufman.
Same address? Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. And Mr. Chairman, I believe the applicant, with conflicts check, appears to have done, we may have done some work for her in the past, so I don't know that this creates a direct conflict of interest, but in the event the board felt there was one, I'd direct any questions to Vince Robertson.
Okay. Thank you for that. Good evening, ma'am.
Hello. What we're doing is circumstances changed, life happens, and David really needs to move back home.
Okay.
So we put the it was a hardship before, and then we put it into being a storage.
Mm-hmm.
Now I've redone it, put the kitchen back in and everything for him to move back in. So that's what we're asking.
Okay, so you're requesting this for, okay, yeah, for emergency or hardship situation.
Yeah.
Have you got any pictures?
No.
Any pictures of anything?
That's in the exact same spot it was the last time. I mean, everything, nothing has changed except that it went from being the store, hardship to storage, back to hardship.
How old is it?
It's brand new in 1984. Yeah.
Everything's in reconditioned. All we got to do is replace the windows. And everything will be done on the inside.
Yeah.
All right. Mr. Records, Mr. Workman, any other questions?
No.
Mr. Records?
You said you had it on a permit foundation?
No, not that one.
No.
Mine is.
Yours is?
Yeah.
Yours is on permit.
Mine's a double Y.
Okay.
And you're hooked up to the same...
Same septic.
Same everything.
Yeah. Yeah, everything's the same.
Have you got skirting around it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Another question.
Mr. Hudson?
Excuse me, how long has this mobile been on the property?
Since 1984. I bought it brand new along with the land. Mm-hmm. And in 2006, I put a double wide there.
Yeah, that's what you live in?
Yes.
So there's double wide and then the single wide 84.
Yes.
What size is the...
It's a 14 by 70.
Okay. Mr. Mills?
I believe the rules may have changed since the last time it was used for hardship.
Mm-hmm.
And the maximum amount of time that we can approve it for is 5 years.
Yes.
However, if before the end of 5 years the hardship still exists, then instead of reapplying before the board, it's a lot simpler now that you just go before or go into the office, and I believe they can approve it for, is it a year or 2 years?
2 years.
Mm-hmm. In the office?
Yeah. They go to the director?
It's every year.
Every year.
You have to provide a medical note.
We had to do that before.
Oh, okay. You're from
Lawrence approves it right over
there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And as long as you keep that current, you don't have to come back before the board.
Yes, sir.
Because the director can okay that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Very well, ma'am. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Okay, hearing none. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, just to clarify, I believe it that the approval can only be for 2 years from the board for the hardship.
2 years?
2 years.
Okay.
Right.
I believe that's correct. Am I right, Ms. Thibodeau?
Yes, and then every year after that.
Okay. It's been a while since we've done one.
Yeah, thank you for that, Tim, because I was...
When did that change?
Because that's been a while. We used to have five, wouldn't it?
It used to be five, right?
October 12, 2010 is the date of the ordinance.
It's been a while since we've done one, then.
Since we've done one ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that, then, for clarification.
We were just discussing that the other day, right, Mr. Mm-hmm. Mills, that mm-hmm. we haven't had these passed before us because of that.
Yeah, I think you and Mr. Mills did bring that up. Okay. And then Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,329, medical hardship for a period of 2 years.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Mr. Rickard, was there a reason for that, too?
Well, substantially won't affect adversely uses of adjacent and neighboring properties.
Thank you.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Wharton that we approve case number 11,329 for a period of 2 years. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Since we didn't hear testimony that would suggest it would, aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye also for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye for my reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons that were stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reason that had been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,329 is approved for a period of 2 years.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am.